From Illinois Soul, this is Dialogue. I'm Patricia Bradford. Dialogue is an exchange about culture, straight from the soul. It's farmers market season in central Illinois. In markets all across the region, you can find things like berries, peaches, cucumbers, and other fruits and vegetables. But that's not the only place with fresh and local produce. Just off the highway in Rantoul, a red pickup truck has become the go-to spot for two very select summer items. I got the chance to speak with a man behind the truck. Eugene Usher is 82 years old. He's the youngest of 14 children raised in a sharecropping family in Conyers, Georgia. Usher also served in Vietnam. For nearly 2 years, he cooked meals for his fellow Army soldiers.
I cooked on base. I cooked in the Army. No, and that's a big part of me. I had six people over my house the other day, last Sunday.
And you cooked for everybody?
Yeah.
On most days, you'll find Usher selling collard greens and watermelons near the Dairy Queen. The collard green company is stamped in bold white letters on both sides of his truck. He sits next to it under a worn blue tent shielded from the summer sun.
Yes, sir.
How much for the watermelon?
They're $15.
15?
Yes, sir.
Grab one of them.
Two of them.
The watermelons come from Missouri. He makes a 600-mile round trip about 3 to 4 times during July and August to pick up the largest melons he can find. He grows the collard greens in a few plots behind his Rantoul home.
And I started picking the greens at 6 this morning. You know, I finally got 20 buckets that we was picking and came over here about going on 8 o'clock. Took us that long. But normally I would have somebody help me set up. And once I get set up, you know, I'm good.
The summer heat hasn't stopped him. Even on the 4th of July, Usher was out there, sweat on his brow, ready for anyone who stopped by.
Can I get that one right there?
You sure can.
Okay, $15, right?
15.
Let's make sure you got a fire.
On the weekends, he'll sometimes park his truck near the Savoy 16 movie theater.
You never thought about going to the farmer's market?
I did, I do, I would, and I have.
Oh, okay.
So this is my best, like I'm doing.
But this isn't just about selling food. It's a way for him to stay connected and keep going. His wife passed away 7 years ago, and his son died in April.
I've seen my wife, family pass on. My family, all of them pass on. God's plan. It's for me
to be here.
And so Eugene Usher keeps showing up, stacking his watermelons just right and saying hi to everyone that stops by.
I don't have no more hard days. All my have to be, gotta be, is gone. Now it's down to if I want to be. If I want to come out here and sit out here today, I didn't have to do this. I didn't have to go get nothing. And I thank God for bringing me this far. So I can say that.
This thing's heavy.
I know it.
Thank you.
I'm Patricia Bradford, IPM News. You're tuned into Dialogue, an exchange about culture straight from the soul. I'm Patricia Bradford. It's August, and that means we're about a month away from the Krannert Center for Performing Arts beginning its 2025 to 2026 performance season. Morning Edition host Kimberly Schofield spoke with the center's director, Mike Ross, about the upcoming performances.
Mike, this year's title for Krannert season is Come Be Here. Where did that come from and what does it mean?
The idea of Come Be Here was sort of a pillar comment that could be enhanced by various other descriptors. For example, Come Be Inspired, Come be entertained.
Yeah.
Come be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the basic gist of it. There are many different kinds of experiences for people to partake in at Granite Center over the course of any season. But
sure.
that's the nature of the theme.
Mike, to get into some of the events, and I know we talked about bouncing around, which I will definitely do, but one of the big events is El Nora, the guitar festival, and it's the 20th anniversary.
It is the 20th anniversary of this wild and crazy thing we call El Nora, the guitar festival.
And El Nora has Roseanne Cash, Jeff Tweedy, Samantha Fish, just to name a few.
The opening night party,
yes.
September 4th, the Thursday night after Labor Day, opens our entire season. It's also the opening of the guitar festival.
There are other opening things. Herbie Hancock is opening his tour, his North American tour at Cranor.
It's such a tremendous privilege to be able to have Herbie Hancock grace our season. One of the things that I feel has always been important for us at Cranor Center is to acknowledge and lift up the elders in these different fabulous art forms that give so much to those who have the opportunity to partake of them. And Herbie he's just so iconic. Also, I just have to mention, though, that at the same time, 2026 is the 100th birthday anniversary of both John Coltrane and Miles Davis. To celebrate that huge moment, Terrence Blanchard, the trumpeter who has been inspired by Miles Davis ever since he was young, and Robbie Coltrane, son of John Coltrane, will be joining us in the season.
Also, I noticed, is it a Cirque event, something that is acrobatic?
So we actually have two brilliant physical movement events, the Cirque Calabante, this incredibly newly formed Nouveau Cirque, or New Cirque performance that will it'll be jaw-dropping in its effect. And later in the season, we have 360 All-Stars, which is a combination of celebrated athletes and acrobats from around the world. That's sort of a urban circus experience.
Yeah.
Very, very, very cool stuff. One of the killer highlights, so to speak, of the Edinburgh Festival, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival last year, was a production we're bringing here. It's called Burnout Paradise.
Burnout Paradise is really just a series of tasks that we've placed on four treadmills.
Just physically exhausting themselves in the most hilarious kind of and creative competition.
The tasks that we will try to complete on these treadmills tonight are as follows. Preparing and cooking a three-course meal.
There are also so many musicians, pianists, there's a banjo player. The banjo, to me, is wildly impressive. People don't realize how heavy they are, either.
Absolutely. And if you're thinking of Rhiannon Giddens, who is, she was one of the founding members of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, who we had at Cranor Center a number of years ago. And she's become such a huge pioneer figure, ambassador. She's a singer, songwriter, fiddler, banjo player.
Wow.
She is breaking all kinds of new ground, but always with the Americana roots.
Yeah.
You can take my body, you can take and celebrating the artists who have gone largely unrecognized over time in the Americana music.
Not my soul. One thing that also stood out to me especially is the return of the Versus Style Street Dance Company and the other hip-hop artists. I think they were there last year. What was the response like from the public when they were there?
Oh, boy, the public response to Versus Style and the other hip-hop artists that we presented around our opening night celebration in the following week, just tremendous, tremendously enthusiastic response. And it's a real joy to welcome them back. They're going to be doing youth series performances, and they're going to be part of the Hip Hop Convene. And also, just on the dance, we will joyously be welcoming back the Mark Morris Dance Group. The Dance Theater of Harlem will be coming to Crennan Center for its debut.
In the Marquesas and the University of Illinois, they'll have performances there. There's so many events from so many different aspects, even locally, that happen at Krannert.
One of the most special and unique aspects of Krannert Center as it was being conceived back in the 60s was to be a place where the academic performing arts programs, it would be a home for their productions, their students, their faculty, alongside the guest artist seasons that Krannert Center produces. The performances that we present in our lobby at Stage 5, the Uncorked series.
And of course, with Uncorked or the Juneteenth event, that, I mean, I was there a lot because of Illinois Soul, but also because of Krannert, and I really loved the collaboration.
Oh my goodness. It's hard for me to think of another collaboration that Krannert Center has had the privilege of being part of that has been more impactful than the Illinois Soul collaboration. What an amazing thing for this beautiful news station to come into reality in this community. And we are so looking forward to celebrating the second anniversary of Illinois Soul this season. The amazing smooth jazz singer-performer Mesa will be the featured artist, and Every Uncorked in February will be dedicated to our collaboration with Illinois Soul. I hope your listeners will also just check in, see what's coming up on a Thursday from 5 to 7. That I also just want to take the opportunity to say thank you to all of the center's wonderful and generous supporters. None of what we've been describing can take place without that financial support, volunteer support, advocacy, and moral support as well.
That was Morning Edition host Kimberly Schofield sitting down with the Krannert Center for Performing Arts director Mike Ross. You're listening to Dialogue, an exchange about culture straight from the soul. I'm Patricia Bradford. The next chancellor of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign started August 1st. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
Charles Lee Isbell Jr. takes over from Robert Jones, who was the school's first Black chancellor. Jones is headed to Seattle to lead the University of Washington. Isbell was hired for the role in June. He told us then his first priority will be to listen to everyone on campus.
I'm going to meet the students. I'm going to meet the faculty and the staff. I'm going to go to all of the units, and I'm going to hear what is on their mind and the things that they want to do, and then we will get to work.
Isbell says those he doesn't meet can find him on the racquetball court or the ultimate frisbee field. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
I left it all on the quad. Chancellor Jones. I'm out.
This thing on? Chancellor Isbell here. It's time to get to work.
That audio comes from two recent Instagram posts made by the university showing Chancellor Jones stepping out as Chancellor Isbell steps in. Young people in Danville are calling for action in response to ongoing gun violence in their community. I sat in on Voices for Change, a youth-led town hall aimed at finding solutions. Anaya Davis was killed at Winter Park in June. Family and friends of the 18-year-old were part of a town hall conversation Thursday night that was organized by local youth. Incoming high school senior Serenity Reed wants people to see that there's more to the community than tragedy.
Danville carries lots of inspiration, lots of creativity, lots of hope, but without any action being put into anything, nothing will change.
She and others shared personal stories and ideas for prevention, including more mentorship and youth programming. Organizers of the event say young voices must be part of the conversation, and this is just the beginning of the process. I'm Penny Bradford, IPM News. The weather and climate often cause concern and curiosity. From corn sweat and tornadoes to sub-zero cold and dust storms, what affects climate and weather here in the 21st state? This morning, we're announcing the premiere of a new weekly podcast and radio show. Illinois Public Media is teaming up with Illinois' top scientists to talk about weather realness. Here's some of the first episode.
From the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, and Illinois Public Media, welcome to Weather Realness, a weekly podcast about the skies above Illinois and the world. I'm your host, Maddie Stover, a doctoral student in physics here at the University of Illinois.
And I'm Steve Nesbitt, professor of climate, meteorology, and atmospheric sciences at the University of Illinois.
So, Steve, what is the Department of Climate, Meteorology, and Atmospheric Sciences, and what do you focus on in your research in the department?
Yeah, you may not have heard of our department because it's relatively new in terms of the name, but we've been around since 1982 as the Department of Atmospheric Sciences. We renamed our department recently in 2023 to capture more of the breadth of what we do. We could do climate change research into weather and weather disasters, and also studying our atmosphere in terms of what it's made of and how it impacts people. So we cover not only just the hard sciences, predicting the weather, how climate's going to change, but also how it's going to impact people.
We start by taking you back to a scorching summer 30 years ago, to the historic July 1995 heat wave in Chicago.
This is Chicago's News.
Tonight, we examine one of the deadliest disasters in Chicago's history.
Thursday, and the heat began to get our attention. 106 degrees, a new record. The open hydrants cause water pressure to drop throughout the city, and 23 cooling centers are forced to close. The bodies started coming Friday evening. By Saturday, the Cook County morgue was overflowing. Refrigerated trucks had to be brought in.
To learn more about this heat wave, we are joined by social scientist Dr. Aaron Klinenberg, director of the Institute for Public Knowledge at New York University. Dr. Klinenberg is the author of Heatwave, a social autopsy of a disaster in Chicago, which analyzes the 1995 Chicago heatwave. Eric, thank you so much for joining us.
Nice to be here.
Eric, can you describe the July 1995 Chicago heatwave? Take us back to that time.
It wasn't just that it was extraordinarily hot, and the peak temperature hit about 106 degrees in the city of Chicago. It was also unusually humid, so that the real feel, the heat index, got to 126.
That was just a few minutes of the first Weather Realness episode, featuring University of Illinois doctoral student Maddie Stover and Steve Nesbitt, professor in the Department of Climate, Meteorology, and Atmospheric Sciences. Be sure to head to Illinois Public Media's YouTube channel. The first segments are already uploaded. And if you want your questions answered about weather or climate in our region, leave a voicemail at 217-333-2141. Again, that's 217-333-2141. In full disclosure, I do want to say I'm one of the producers and editors of this podcast, but it is the perfect opportunity to get your questions answered about weather in Central Illinois. That's a wrap on Dialogue this week. Our team includes Kennedy Vincent, Ariel Raveny, and me, Patricia Bradford. Reporting this week comes from Kennedy Vincent, Kimberly Schofield, and me, Patricia Bradford. The theme was composed by Lamont Holden. Dialogue and Illinois Soul are a part of Illinois Public Media, which is a service of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. We'll have a dialogue again with you next week.